started out the two out, or we saw Friedman, Lag Baima.
Lag Baima is a special day, happy day, a day of Yeshias. And the question is, why is Lag Baima a special day? What's the chashivas of Lag Baima? So there are two reasons which are brought down. One reason was brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tuf Tzadi Gimel, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifta from Pesach until Shavuos. And they stopped being nifta, the Magefa finished, Lag Ba'oimah. And another reason is the Yoma Delila from Rabbi Shimon Ba'yachoy. Lechoyre, two separate different reasons, not connected one with the other. But today, I want to put these two things together, that they are joined and connected, these two in Yonim. The Gemara tells us, in Masechtas Yevumos, in Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, Omri, Shneim Usa Elef Zigim Talmidim Hoyiloi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 sets, pairs of Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim. Vikilom Macy, and every single one of them was nifta. Mipnei shlo nohagi kovoid ze loze, because they weren't machabed properly one to the other. V'hoya ha'olam shomeim, and the entire world was desolate. The olam hatoira had been eradicated. Ad shabu Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Rabbi Seini Shebeduroim Veshunolem. Until Rabbi Akiva went down to the south and he made new Talmidim. Who were they? Reb Meir, Reb Yehida, Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon. One of them was Reb Shimon Ba'yachoy, Reb Eluza ben Shamia. Five new Talmidim. Veheim heim himidi Torah ba'oisa shuv. And they were the ones who they re-established Torah. So this is what the Gemara tells us. And the Meiri writes, it's a Kabula biyad ha-ga'oinim shebiyoim lamed gimel ba'oima poska hamisa. They were nifta from Pesach until Shavuos. However, the Magefa stopped. No more Talmidim became ill from Lag Ba'oima and Om. Seems that those who already had been ill before Lag Ba'oima carried on being nifta until Shavuos. But the Magefa stopped on the day of Lag Ba'oima. So this is the Simcha of Lag Ba'oima. And then we have a separate inyan, the Yoma de Halila of Reb Shimon Ba'yachoy. No, those who were ill carried on being nifta after Lag Ba'oima. Very good. We'll get there. Thank you. Said the Alter Chodkev Rebbe, as the Simcha of Lag Ba'oima, we understand it like the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Tanis, in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that in the Midbar, every single year on Tisha B'Av, because of the Chet HaMeraglim, all those who reached 60 years old would be nifta. And this went on for 40 years, until it came to the 40th year. And that year, the people prepared the Kvorim, they lay down, and they came in the morning, they woke up. They thought perhaps they had a mistake in the date. They did it again, the 10th of Av, the 11th, the 12th, the 14th. Came to the 15th, they saw the full moon, they knew they didn't have a mistake. They realized the Gezeirah was over, and they made the Yontif that they stayed alive. Said the Alter Chodkev Rebbe, this is the Yontif of Lag Ba'oima. And we find this as well by Dovid HaMelech. That the Rabbi Shum told Dovid HaMelech that he was going to be nifta on a Shabbos. And Dovid HaMelech didn't know which Shabbos was going to be. When it came Motze Shabbos, we eat Malav Malka. Malav Malka is called Sidusa de Dovid Malka Mashicha. What connection does Malav Malka have with Dovid HaMelech? Because when Dovid HaMelech came to Motze Shabbos, he knew he had another week to live. So every Motze Shabbos was a Sidus Haidua, the Sida of Dovid HaMelech. So said the Alter Chodkev Rebbe, that all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifta. However, Rabbi Shimon Ba'yachoy, although he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he was a nifter, and therefore, since Shimon bar Yochai stayed alive, that's the yontif of Lag BaOmer. Hasimcha noivas loy rak miyoyme dehilile delay, not just only from his patira, which was years late on Lag BaOmer. Ki asimcha hinhaga oid bechaye Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The simcha of Lag BaOmer started already in the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Achrei shemesi kol tamidei Rabbi Akiva, because all the tamidim of Rabbi Akiva be nifta, v'hi Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai nisha b'chayim, and he stayed alive, so there were kaveya lag ba'oyim as a yontif, like they did on Tezvov Ba'ov, and like David HaMelech did, Motzei Shabbos. This is a vod from the Alter Shabbat Rebbe. I saw this vod, and thought, like Rabbi Simcha asked, I don't understand this. If we look in the Lushan HaGemura, the Gemura tells us very clearly, all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifta. Kilam Meisi, v'hoye ho'oylam shomeim, the world was desolate, ad shabur Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva went afterwards, and he made new Talmidim, amongst whom was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So when this Magefa took place, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai wasn't yet a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So if he wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, so therefore what was the Simcha? He stayed alive because all Talmidim were Nifta. He wasn't yet a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. This was a Kasha I had. And I found this Kasha written in the Sefer Sifsei Tzadik from Rabbi Pinchas Menachem Mipiltz, a brother-in-law of the Sfas Emes, who quotes that he heard from his shvuga, the Sfas Emes. Shulakach nistalik Reb Shimon bar Yochai b'yamazeh. It's not b'mikra that Reb Shimon bar Yochai was nifta on this day, Lag BaOmer. You want to know why he was nifta on this day? Said the Sfas Emes, mipnei shehoya mitalmidei Reb Akiva. Because he was a Talmud of Reb Akiva. Shenigzra his talkisa mipesach vadat seres. That there was a gzeir on all them to be nifta between Pesach and Shvius. That's why Rabbi Akiva was nifta, that Rabbi Shimon was nifta, Lag BaOmer. Freik the Sif Tzadik, the same question. V'hadova tomiya ma'oid. Freik the Segevaldik Apeila. K'deisa b'yivomis, sha'acha shenistalki kol chuvdal elef tamidim. After the dolf being nifta, finished being nifta, then limit l'chamish tamidim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hayachamim. Only afterwards he made new Talmidim. So how could Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai somehow be included that we make a simcha that he didn't, wasn't nifted together with all the other Talmidim? So this is the question we need to understand. So the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel quotes from the Arizal. And he writes, Midivrei Shah HaKavunos Mashma. From the words of the Arizal is Mashma, the Hasimcha, the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, Meshim de Va'oiso Yoim, Sumach Rabbi Akiva es Chamisha Talmidov. On that day, Lag BaOmer, when the Magefa stopped, that was the day when Rabbi Akiva made new Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, Hima Talmidov, Hagadolim, V'chein Kusuf HaBikei Yosef, and this is what the Bikei Yosef writes as well. The Chidor, and the Lushan of the Chidor is as follows. Yoim lag ba'oimer, hischel l'shanois, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Meir, Reb Yosi, v'yulem shehechze ha-toira. V'lachein oisim simcha, v'gam omri de'li, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, hoye lag ba'oimer. Says the Chidor, the main simcha is about that this day, lag ba'oimer, was the day when Rabbi Akiva gave semicha to five new Talmidim, amongst who was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Now, we need to understand, what's the simcha of Lag BaOmer that the Talmidim stopped dying? Bishloim, if some Talmidim survive, we say the simcha is on those that survive. But the Gemara tells us very clearly, Kilo Meisi, not a single Talmud survived. So Shver Tzifushtein, what's the simcha? And this Kasha asks the Pri Chodosh. Yesh ledaktik, b'simcha ziluma. V'im eshim sheposkim lomis, if because they stopped dying, ma bekach, haroi lenisha echod mayem, v'kilo meisi. That's not a simcha, that's a terrible, terrible calamity. V'ef shezug de Pri Chodosh, ha-simcha hi al oisum talmidim, shahoysif achakach Rabbi Kiva, shaloi meisi ka'eli. Right, the pichudash this yisod, that Rabbi Kiva made new Talmidim, and these new Talmidim did not die. And that was a simcha, because it seems that they should really also have died. By virtue of, for some reason, that Rabbi Kiva makes new Talmidim, they're going to be included in the same Gezeira. So Rabbi Kiva makes his new Talmidim, he doesn't give up on Lag B'Oimer. And the Simcha is, Zog the Pri-Chudosh, they were not Nifta. Now we understand the Bia Hagru. We look in Bia Hagru, in Sim Tuf Sadi Gimel, he explains what's the Simcha of Lag B'Oimer. K'moy Shenema B'Sof Tanis, Shaboy Poski may say Midbar. Like the Vilna Gaon, like the Gemara tells us in Tanis, that in the Midbar, 15,000 Yidden, that they stopped dying, that's the Simcha, so is Lag B'Oimer. But the question is, it's Bechalal Nish Kinsishtel to the Mesa Midbar. The Simcha of Tezvov B'Av was that the last year, those Yidden who everyone thought was going to be Nifta, nobody was Nifta. But here everybody was Nifta. But the Vilna Gaon is the same vod as the Pri Chodosh, the same vod as the Alter Tshokivah. That Rabbi Kiva made these new Talmidim on Lag B'Oimer, and therefore we would have thought that they were going to be included in the Gezeira. The Simcha was that we were not affected. So this is the Simcha of Lag B'Oimer. Now one of the great Gedolim, Rabbi Shulam Kamenka, from the great Tzadikim, 200 years ago, said a Pele Dikavot. And he said as follows, everybody knows that the story of Lag B'Oimer is quoted in the Gemara, in Masechet Shabbos, in Daf Lamed Gimel. Why Masechet Shabbos? We know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a Tzadik is Bechinas Shabbos. So where should there be a story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai if not in Masechet Shabbos? And in which Blat in Masechet Shabbos? In Daf Lamed Gimel. Said Rabbi Shimon Kamenka, that everybody knows. But what not everybody knows is that this is the 33rd time that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's name is mentioned in the Gemara. This Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel is the 33rd time when his name was mentioned. Now I wanted to add on to that another connection between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the number 33. I looked in the Rambam in his Hagdoma to Sefer Yad HaChazoka, where the Rambam enumerates all the names of those who were the ones who gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael generation after generation, like we say in the Mishnah Ovis, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Imosul Yeshia, Shir Zakenim, Zaken Levim, Levim Majkines Hagdoyla. There was a Shalsheles HaKabulim. And the Rambam writes all their names going from Moshe Rabbeini until Rav Ashi, who wrote the Gemara, and he writes, this is 40 generations. 40 generations. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like he doesn't mention the name of Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer ben Hilkanus, because he only mentions from Rav Ashi, who was Rav Ashi's Rebbe, and his Rebbe before him, and his Rebbe before him, and it didn't go through, but there's 40 generations. And I looked there, and I saw that Shammai HaZokein and Hillel, they are the 29th generation. Now the Rambam a bit earlier mentions Rabbi Kiva, not connected to Rav Ashi, but it mentions that how it went from, and if you look there and you add up to see from Moshe Rabbeini until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, how many generations was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to Moshe Rabbeini, the 33rd. He was the 33rd generation. Because if you, the Rambam mentions that the whole, from Moshe Rabbeini to Rav Ashi. And Shammai and Hillel Zokem, the 29th generation. Afterwards came Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was a Talmud of Hillel Zokem, 30th. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Talmud was Rabbi Eliezer HaGudel. Rabbi Eliezer HaGudel's Talmud was Rabbi Kiva, he's the 32nd. And after that was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the 33rd. So we see here another connection linking Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with the number 33. So there were three things which took place on Lag BaOmer. Number one was the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped being Nifta. And on that day, Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai was Soymech, gave Smicha to Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai and the other Talmidim. Years later, Zuk the Uruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai came out of the Mara on Lag BaOmer. And then he was Nifta also on Lag BaOmer. And I want to connect all these things with the Gevaldige Hesber, with the Medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says as follows. Shuel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai es Reb Elozer b'Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai once asked to Reb Elozer b'Reb Yosi the following question. O Maloi, Efshe Shoshamata Ma'avicha, did you perhaps once hear from your father, Mahi, what's the pshat in the pusik in Shir HaShirim, Tse'ena ira'ena b'noisiyoin b'melech shloima, ba'atura she'itro loy imoy. And he said to him, Omaloi hen, yes, I did hear. Omaloi heich, what did you hear? Omaloi, mushal lemelech. This pusik is a mushal of a melech. Shehois aloi bas yechida. He had one single daughter, V'hoi mechava yoisa midai. And he loved her very much. V'hoi koir oisa biti. He would constantly say, my daughter, my daughter. V'loi zi, v'loi zov mechava vo, ad shakura oisa achoisi. And then he showed his love to her even more. And he said, you are my sister. V'loi zov mechava vo, ad shakura oisa imi. And then he showed his love to her even more. He said, you are my mother. So first he called his daughter, you're my daughter. Then he says, you're like my sister. And then he says, you're like my mother. Kach hoye mechavav yoyse midai kodesh baruch hu yisul v'kuram biti. So the Rebbein Shalom has a greater hab of klal yisul. He refers to us as biti. We are the daughter of the Rebbein Shalom. Halahu dechsev shimi bas ira'i. The Rebbein Shalom refers to klal yisul as a daughter. V'loi zoz mechavavon ad shakun achoisi. And then we find the Boshem first cursed as his sister. Shenema, Pischili Achoisi Rayosi. Vloizos Mechavavon at Shakuran Emi. And then we find a Pusuk, the Boshem first cursed, Kaviyochel, like the Boshem's mother. Shenema, a Pusuk in Yeshaya, Pekni Nalef, Hakshivi Elai Emi, Ele Emi Elai Hazino. Ele Emi, my mother. Finishes off the medrash. Omad Reb Shimon Bar Yochai v'noshkoi al roshu. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai stood up and he gave a kiss to Reb Elozer ben Reb Yosi for having told him this pshat. So Freik the Zweite Chokiv Rebbe, what's the meaning of this medrash? And why was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai so impressed and so nispul? What's licked in this medrash? And explained the Chotke Rebbe a gewaltige Gedanke. And he said as follows. You know, sometimes you ask somebody for a favor. The person, you ask him for a favor, could you help me, could you do something for me? The person says, I'm sorry, whatever reason, can't, doesn't want to. But if your own daughter asks you for a favor, she wants you to do something for her, although she's not really deserving of it. But your daughter, if I'm a daughter, I'll do it, even though it's a Kim Dinesh, a daughter's got protexia. Although a daughter has protexia, however, a daughter can only ask. She can only beg her father, please, Tati, give me this. She can't command her father. She can't tell him what to do. Can't push him around. Different, however, is a sister. A brother and a sister are on the same level. A sister, she's not a child that she has to have derech eretz. A sister can only tell a brother, listen, I think you should be doing it this way. She can already give eitzes to her brother. Although a sister can give eitzes, however, she can't command them. When it comes to a mother can tell the child, you have to do it my way. You're not allowed to do it your way, you've got to do it my way. So Zuk the Rebbe, this is the kavuna from this medrash. Klal Yisrael was compared in the beginning to a daughter. But the Rebbein Shloilem makes an exception for Klal Yisroel. However, even a daughter can't tell the Rebbein Shloilem what to do. But then Reb Yoshim increased his ahava for Klal Yisrael and refers to us as Pischili Achoisi. Reb Yoshim says, you are like the relationship that of a brother and a sister. A sister can already tell a brother what to do. And then Reb Yoshim increased his ahava to Klal Yisrael and says to Klal Yisrael, you are compared to a mother. A mother that can already tell the child, you've got to do it my way. This is the Madrega fin tzadik goyza v'hakadosh baruch hu makayim. This is the level of tzadikim. So the Rebbe, now we understand. Omad Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Shimon Achoi stood up, v'noshkoi al roshoi, that he said over this pshat, that Klal Yisrael is compared to a bechina fin that a mother tzadik goyza v'hakadosh baruch hu makayim. And if we look at the life of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, we will see that these three levels, this was the lifetime of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. In the beginning, Reb Shimon bar Yochai was a bechinah of a bas chaviva, a beloved daughter, who the Rebbeinu Shloilem made an exception for that beloved daughter. Although all the Talmidim of Reb Akiva were nifta, and for some reason, Reb Shimon bar Yochai should also have been nifta, because he was also a Talmud Reb Akiva, and Reb Akiva was soimach him on Lag BaOmer, when the Talmidim was still dying. Nevertheless, the Reb Yoshim made an exception for Reb Akiva. This is the level of Bas. And we find the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kiflam et Chesom et Beis, Omer Rav, Asida Torah Shetishtakach Mi Yisroel. The Torah is going to be forgotten. Reb Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Chas v'shulam shetishtakach Torah Yisroel, shenema ki lo yisishuchach mipi zaroi. Zogin the Sforim has a rushet hevois fin ki lo yisishuch mipi zaroi is yoichui. So this is the level of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. He was this bas chaviva. V'hoya hu oylem shumein. The whole world was desolate until Reb Akiva came and he made new Talmidim, Reb Shimon. So in the beginning, Reb Shimon bar Yochai was a level of a bas chaviva. Then Reb Shimon bar Yochai went into the Mara. The Gemara tells us, what did he have to eat? Where was it to eat? In the Mara. There was nothing to eat. Israchesh Nisa. The Reb Yoshim made a nes. Ivrelihi chariva v'eina demaya. There came a carob tree and a well of water. And the Mashur writes, there was a nes, besoich nes. Because in Medrash Talpiyah state that every single Erev Shabbos, this carob tree would change into a tree of dates, of tamurim. So it was a double nes. So in the beginning, Reb Shimon bar Yochai was on the level of a bas yechida. When he went to the Mara, it was a whole different new type of relationship. The Reb Yoshim was making constant nisim for Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Ad kedekach, the Gemur tells us in Me'ila, in Daf Yizayin on the base, Pamachas gozra malchus harisha gezeira al Yisroel, shlo yishmis ha-shabbos lo yimoy libanayim. The Goyim made the gezeira. You're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Not allowed to do bris milah. And the Chachomim were looking, who could go to be mevatel this gezeira? Omri, mi yeilech v'yavatel this gezeira. Who is got the ability to provide this gezeira? Yelech Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon should go. Shehi melimed benissim. Reb Shimon is somebody who has a life of nissim. Says Rashi, shenasi loy nissim b'mara. So from that time onwards, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, not just in the Mara, but his whole life was a different type of existence. It was a life of nissim. This is the Madrega of Achoisi. And then we get to the highest level, the level of Tzadik Goyzer v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The Gemara tells us in Sikha, in Daf Mem Hei Yom Beis, as Reb Shimon bar Yochai said the famous words, Yochoil ani liftoi es kol hu oilom kiloi min hadin, miyoyim shenivresi ad ato. And if I'm going to have my son Eliezer with me, miyoyim shenivru oilom vad achshov. And I'm going to have Yoisam ben Yezim with me. So Says Rashi, how is Rabbi Shimon Choy going to achieve this? B'schisi ani soivel kol avoy noiseyem ipotrom min hadin. That Rabbi Shimon Choy's chisim was so great, said Rabbi Shimon Choy, I have the ability liftoy es kol hu oylam kiloy min hadin. So this is the madrega of Tzadik Goyzer v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayem. And this is the third level of Klal Yisroel is compared to Imi, to the mother, that we have this Gevaldige Koyach. Now the Masham wrote a Gevaldige Melitze Yeshura on this Gemura. Yuchel ani liftos kol oilam min hadin. How was Rabbi Shimon Bar Choy? With what argument could he pat everybody from the din? So writes the Masham as follows. We have a Gemura Masech de Sanhedrin in the Tzadik Aleph. The Antoninus asked Rabbeinu HaKudosh that of the 120 years, Gif and Neshama Yecholim Liftos Atzma Min Adin. The Gif and the Neshama can come to Rabbeinu Shloilem and say, Rabbeinu Shloilem, I'm innocent, I didn't do anything. What did Antoninus tana? He said to Rabbeinu HaKudosh as follows. Gif Oimer, the Gif can tana, Neshama Chotah Meyom Shepisha, Shemiyom Shepesh are in the middle of Kevin Diamond. The gift can say, listen, from the day the Neshama left me, says the gift, I'm just lying there. I can't do anything. Can't move, I can't talk, I can't walk. The gift said, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything. It wasn't the Neshama. The Neshama's guilty. Neshama's a guilty party. So go to the Neshama. Oh, go to the Neshama. Neshama will say, Pink Faket. From the day that I was freed from being imprisoned inside the gift, now I'm up to go up to Shemayim. It's the gift who did all that got up to mischief. The Neshama's innocent. Neshama Tahoira. It's all the gift. So everybody can blame the other. Azoy gefregt Antoninus to Rabbeinu HaKudosh. Said Rabbeinu HaKudosh, Amushel, there was somebody who once made a shoima on his pardes, a blind man and a lame man. And the king noticed that there were apples were missing from his orchard. So he went to the lame man and he said, somebody's been pilfering apples from my orchard. The lame man said, it wasn't me, I can't walk, I could never got there. So he went to the blind man. The blind man said, it wasn't me, I can't see, I didn't know there were apples there. What happened? The lame man wanted the apples. He told the blind man, so he said, I'll put you on my shoulders and I'll walk there and I'll tell you and then you'll pluck them. Sorry, the lame man sat on the shoulders of the blind man. The lame man sat on the shoulders of the blind man. The blind man walked there and the lame man picked them. So what did the Melech do? He took the blind man with the lame man, put them together and gave them Malkus together. Said Rabbeinu HaKudosh, that's what the boy's going to do. The gift blames the Neshama, Neshama blames the gift. No problem. Boishan puts them together, the gift and the Neshama, and that will be that. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now we have a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. What's the halucha? Shnayim she'osi. Two people do a melucha on Shabbos. Are they chayiv? Or is that considered a shinui? It's not the derech to two people to do a melucha. So says the Mishnah as follows. Im ze yuchalasis ha-melucha levad, v'zel yuchalasis ha-melucha levad. If it's such a melucha which doesn't require two people. So doing two people holding a pen, so shneihem petirim. But if it is such a melucha that requires two people to do it, for example, plowing perhaps, or some difficult melucha which you can't do by yourself, you need two people to do this melucha, so then shneihem chayovim. However, comes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is choylik. And he says as follows, that similarly, even in a case where you need two people to do this melucha, one person can't do it by himself. You need two people to do this melucha. Despite this, holds Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, shnayim shosi is puter. Even when you need two people. So said the Masham. So this Gemura Masech, the Sanhedrin, the answer of Rabbeinu HaKudosh, that the gift said, I can do it by myself. And the Neshama says, I can do it by myself. You need both of you. So Rabbi Shimon punish them both together. That's what Rabbeinu HaKudosh said. However, Reb Shimon bar Yochai held, no, a melucha which was done by two people, they are both potter. Zuk the Masham, Hagam, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Af daman loikam kshimichoy bze mikamukim biyoyim lag ba'oyme shehililid Reb Shimon bar Yochai zechiso yugin oleini liyos petirim min hadin on lag ba'oyme the yoyim delila Reb Shimon bar Yochai. The Rebbe Shimon accepts the argument of Reb Shimon bar Yochai that shnayim shosi, even when they couldn't do it by themselves, you need two people, is also puter. So therefore, the gift and the neshama. Shnaim shall see on Lag BaOmer will be puter, and this is Yochel Ani Liftus Kol Olam Kiloy Min Hadin. Boishem Zol Taka Helfen Toirusoi Mugein Luni. Now we understand Toirusoi. Their Toira from Reb Shimon bar Yochai that Shnaim shall see puter. Toirusoi Mugein Luni Ki Meira Seineni Yamlitz Toiv Badoineni Adoineni bar Yochai.